Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 17 till the hour. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. One of my favorites. It'll be yours, too, if you find it. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt is our guest. DSI.biz. Right, Bill?
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's the website. Development Specialist Incorporated. Bill is our good friend, more than a dozen years member of our Brain Trust. We've counted on his wisdom and global perspectives for many years. And Bill, thanks again for being here. This week may have begun a new war. We don't know where it's going to go yet, but we do know that America started bombing raids on Syria. And maybe northern Iraq, I'm not sure, but a new offensive was launched this week, wasn't it, against what most of us call ISIS, what the president calls ISIL, this unique, in so far I think unique, terrorist group that's popped up in the region over there in the Middle East, in northern Iraq and in northern Syria. Bill, it's a lot of people are worried about these guys. Is it as existential a concern for you as it is for a lot of folks?
No. Simply put, no, it isn't. And it's a different type of a threat than we faced before. And I think part of it is, for me, the proof of the pudding is, rather than launch nothing but waves of attacks against the ISIS, as you saw, they used the cover of being granted the authority to go after a couple of, basically to uptick the drone strikes into a full bombing raid on a more traditional terrorist cell that was affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And so, Jim, I think the simple fact for me is this. Look, I'm all for the caliphate in that sense in terms of our defense. People look at me odd when I say that.
You're all for what?
For the caliphate.
You think ISIS should be allowed to develop a caliphate over there?
I'm not suggesting they should be allowed to develop a caliphate, but let me tell you how we play off that. If that's what they want, the only way you get a caliphate is you conquer land and you hold it.
Right.
Which is
the financial ability to maintain it, not just physically, but financially.
And when you do that, you render yourself vulnerable to counterattack. Unlike Al-Qaeda, who disperses to the wind like a puff of dandelion.
Right, like a bunch of roaches.
These guys want to keep you out of their territory, but there is a territory. They have to mass troops to defend it.
But their economy is destruction of other people. That's what they want.
I'm not arguing with you about that. I would like to see them destroyed. But when you ask me if they're an existential threat, I will tell you anybody who wants to amass territory and defend it is somebody the United States can easily deal with and has for about 200 years.
Interesting.
It is when they blow to the winds and there's cells and there's no way to track them down. That's a different type of threat.
I have heard other people say. Now I haven't heard anybody say exactly what you're saying, but one person did make a good point, I thought, and that was that if they're tied to territory, we can defeat them. If they're in a rat hole somewhere, we can't find them.
If they're tied to territory, that is, they have created a vulnerability.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they've got the same vulnerability we do, and that is we need to defend our homeland, they'll need to defend theirs, and at that point they render themselves vulnerable, and in that kind of a fight, I think it's kind of one-sided if we're involved, but that's the issue. So do I consider them an existential threat in the long term? No. Are they a bunch of thieves, thugs, and crazies? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. On the other hand, I was discussing with other people, we're being drug into a series of bombings because some foolish Americans went to the front lines and tried to push the buttons and be involved in romantic endeavors. You can't create a foreign policy that's designed to cover up the mistakes of some Americans who shouldn't have been in some places.
Right.
And should advise. And what State Department says, don't go there. They mean don't go there.
If you're an advisor to Hillary Clinton, if Hillary were president in the last 6 years, would ISIS exist?
Well, that's a different story, and let me tell you why. I think that the real problem with ISIS is a failure to be to put a heavy foot down in the Syrian matter 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you are, you know, goofy rebels. I'm just saying you can't stand off there and disengage and lead from behind in Syria. And I think even Hillary has said that don't do stupid stuff is not a real good long term policy.
If Hillary were president, would Crimea be in Russian hands and Ukraine be in danger right now?
I don't know. I often think of the Reagan analogy when the hostages were released right after he was inaugurated, because he made a remark that he'd like to see a warm glow over Iran, and most of that would come from nuclear impact. I have a feeling that Putin measures power and power only, and I think that he took the measure of Obama and sucker punched him.
I think you're right. Well, I don't think he even had to sucker punch him. I think he just had to just walk by him and knock him over, I think is what happened.
And I'm not saying, by the way, it's Hillary alone. I think there are several Republicans and several Democrats who would have given Putin cause for thought.
Right. I agree with that. So what would be the impact of what's happening right now in with ISIS in that region? What will be the impact on the November elections?
You know, it's hard to say, and I'm not dodging your question, but you've got the American population amped up for an immediate threat which may not really exist.
But
in a wag the dog process, that amp up was designed to cover what we're doing, which was we're late to the party. Now we've got to do something beyond what we were originally considering doing. It's one of those uneven things.
You're cynical, you've got to be wondering how political this move was.
I don't think it was that political. I think both sides, the fact that it's got uniform support on both sides of the aisle, I think lessens its political impact. The other thing I point out to you, Jim, is this is going to sound goofy, but we're in a news cycle. We're 45 days from the election.
Yeah.
In 20 days of this beginning to quiet down, it's not the news that drives the election.
Probably not. And it'll be interesting how things happen. Speaking of the elections, we're going to get Bill to handicap what he thinks is going to happen between now or on November 4th, the election day. We'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Bill Brandt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.